Blog Talk Radio.
This evening, you should say
strong and feeling well. And how are the African children? Fine, I hope. So welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got Omi on the line again today in the Care to Read Room, featured and underwritten by Project 2019. This is our short preview of what is to come for the month of February. We wanted to finish this month out strong, so we thought we would bring you some sneak previews to get you ready, because we've got to come on strong and hard during the shortest month of the year. So we wanted to add some extra days onto that year, and we already have done that by adding on some special time during the last of January. I hope you're up for it. Yesterday I came in here all fired up talking to you about Moses. What does he do? Now, we are going to be talking in more detail today. We're going to be talking more about our organic broadcaster, because on the other show, I broadcast about organic substances, food, as well as using organic anything you can so that you can leave the planet more healthier than you found it and leave your carbon footprints back behind you so that you create a green society and a paperless society. We're trying to bring you into the computer technology, just as happy and transiting you into the new millennium. You know this is 2012. So we're going to be dealing with computer law, and we're going to be talking to you about the legislature. That's why we chose computer law, because we're going to save our computer opportunities on this internet, because somebody's trying to snuff our lights out, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody's trying to take our carbon footprints from us so we won't leave a place behind for ourselves. Somebody's trying to pass a law that will pirate all of you and I on this internet and tell us what we can and cannot do, and also hold us captive to the big society of those companies who are sicking their corporate lawyers on these small companies who they think might be trying to pirate. If they are pirating, there's a way of handling it. You don't have to pass a law or a bill that's going to affect all of us internet media people who are trying to earn a living. That's why some of us are trying to earn a living. So we're going to be playing computer law throughout February, because we love this opportunity of having a free opportunity of coming on these lines and airways and our internet system, which we pay for, unmolested, to create media opportunity. As media, social medias, we are on these airways not only just to give you information, but to set up our programs to market, like I'm marketing right now for Moses, the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education System. That's who I'm marketing this month. And you know Omi finds those companies she wants to market, and I get behind them, and I go out and speak out like an advocate. That's what you're going to have to do, because next Tuesday they're going to be voting on some laws like OSHA laws and laws that can affect us forever on this internet. So we're going to keep talking about computer law, because we love our terminals and our access that we have to this internet. So if you can, give out a shout to computer law. And I want to put three shouts out in the atmosphere: computer law, computer law, computer law. And we do love this internet. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get ready to acknowledge our higher selves, and we are understanding that we can do nothing in our own strength without our ancestors. That's right, you guessed it. We have got to stay connected to our ancestors, and we have got to stay one step ahead of this game. See, while we are sitting here crying, oh, woe with me, about all these things that are about to happen, you know, we are slowly, slowly losing ground in situations where we don't even realize we have a say-so. We have a say-so in the industry, and let the redeemed say so. We've been redeemed, so we can get behind C-SPAN and get on these shows and talk about how in need our programs are on this internet and how we have to defend the music industry as well as these industries that are making the most headway on the internet. Because we don't want to wake up in the morning and find that we cannot use our internet. Somebody would be terribly upset. I'm sure I would. Why don't you walk over to the Care to Read room with me, and why don't you find a way to put your hands up. Put your hands up and allow yourself to be permeated into the oneness of God, because without God, we are not able to do anything on this earth. And we know our ancestors are the closest thing to God, so we are going to acknowledge our ancestors, not worship them, but we're going to commune with them, and we are going to bring about a presence of them in this room. And with everything we do, we call on them and ask them to be present, because without them present, how will they know that we need them? We have to reconnect them back, and it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. I don't know if you didn't know that. I've been preaching that for the last year. Now, you may think it's strange that we're talking to dead people, but we're not, because they're not dead. They have just gone on the other side. Now, if you just lift your hands with me, I'm going to sanctify this area that we're standing on. Hollow out a space in your room, in your house, that is sanctified and holy. This ground right now that we're standing on, hands will be faced up, and you will act as if you're ready to receive from God, and we're going to hollow this space out by sanctifying it. We call on Oludulamare's name. We know Akamare is the only God, and he has a manifestation of three representations of Oludulamare and of Ilede Olurum, which Olurum is also Ori, who is clothed in matter. That is the one that you will commune with, Ori, on a day-to-day basis. He is giving you your own personal God. Aren't you glad about it? So he can go with you everywhere, or she can go with you everywhere you go, and you can commune with her. Remember, it is your first thought. When you feel and realize that Ori is with you, it is your first mind. That is Ori that is with you at all times. And if you want someone to go all the way with you, don't ask anybody else. Don't ask your neighbor. Ask Ori. Ori will go all the way with you. Now, we sanctify this ground, and we say, Ashe, Ashe. I call on my father's spirit, Batala, which represents Robert Jenkins, and I say, Ashe. I call on my mother's spirit, Yamanja, the water that will flow through the rivers and the creeks, and I say Ashe, that represents my mother, Clara. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. Finally, I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. I first invite all of my loved ones to the scene and reconnecting with us. Clara Mae Jenkins, you may take your seat, Mother. I call out Robert Jenkins, you may take your seat. And I light a candle to Robert Jenkins, and I say, Ashe. I light a candle to Clara Jenkins, and I say, Ashe. I call out Essalie Pope, take your seat, Mother, and I say, Ashe. I call out Tommy Pete Harvey, take your seat, my father, I say. I call out Essalie Pope, and asked her to stand strong with me. I call out Mary Lou Hawkins, my sister. Take your seat, dear love. I call out Sam Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Tom Harvey, Ashe. Michael Harvey, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. I call out my loved ones first, because they are the ones that I'm asking to reconnect back with me. I call out Bessie Lilly Ashe. I call out Nisha Lilly Ashe. Ruby Lilly Ashe. I call out all of those loved ones that have been disconnected. We reconnect you back this day, family. We call out our heroes and sheroes, Sheques Diaz. We call out Marvin. We call out the Honorable Marcus Garvey. We call out Dr. Carruthers. We call out Dr. John Henry Clark. We call out Doc Finn. We call out all of those loved ones, Dr. Martin Luther King, Sweet Coretta King, Zora Neale Hurston. We call out Nina Simone, our heroes. Come back and take your places. We need you here today so we can stand on your shoulders. Father God, my prayer is that you would increase my boundaries, that you would enlarge my territories, and that you would extend your hand into my life, and that you would cover me and keep me from all evil. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, on thee do I wait, and on thee do I beseech for help. Guide us on the path of none other than the straight, but not on the path of the narrow, which has gone astray. Father, help us to reach those people who are lost and disconnected. Help us to reconnect them back and take them to heaven with us, Father. Once I had a dream that I was able to take others with me to heaven. Now let that dream be a reality as we begin to embark upon the opportunities of understanding sustainability. You have given us this land, Father. You own the earth and they that dwell in it. You have given us crops. You have given us hands to plow and put our hands to the plow. Now let us put our hands to the plow and learn more about this thing called sustainability, this thing called organic gardening, and leaving our carbon footprints behind, Father. May we set the pace for creating our own self in this new time. We thank you. Amen. Now, as you know, we have been talking about Midwest Organic Sustainable Education. Now, I'd like to talk about the courses that they are going to be offering, because they are offering courses that will sustain us, ladies and gentlemen. They are offering courses that will help us to better ourselves. And we have got to understand that those courses are going to be courses that you are going to need. Now, teachers, for the benefit of everyone in this room, I want you to understand these courses are open up to anyone whosoever will. So you want to go on the website. As I told you yesterday, there is a website, and you want to go and look up information on, you can Google Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Service and Google their site. I might be able to pull it up in a minute. But hold on tight. We are going to talk to you a little bit about taking those seminars. They're going to have some intensive all-day seminars, and you must be registered for the organic research course. You must be registered for the classes, ladies and gentlemen, so that when you are registered, you can go and take the classes. Now, this is going to be at the workshop. And I don't know if any of you jotted down those days. The 23rd Annual Moses Organic Farming Conference is scheduled for February 23rd through the 25th. And that's in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Now, the courses are going to be available. Their website is www.mosesorganic.org. You can look up registering to become a volunteer, or you could register for the program, get a whole load of you together and carpool there. So when you get there, they're going to have a wine and dine with Moses. The wine and dine is a fee, of course, on Friday the 24th at 5:30 p.m. They're going to have hors d'oeuvres and an array of raw foods for you and natural foods. And this is at the Radisson Hotel Ballroom. And that's going to be for a cost of $65 minimum donation. Okay, why don't you join Moses? They're going to have their board directors there to talk about the actual seminar. And there's going to be an elegant dinner, I understand, and you'll be able to drink beverages and wine and dine and relax. Not alcohol, of course. They'll be serving possibly wine. Yeah, I'm understanding now that they will have wine. Yes, I see they have wine here for those of you who like to drink. All right, but Moses Organic Education Program is what I'm trying to point you to. An opportunity to bid. You can bid on exclusive vocal auctions. They're going to have some live auctions and possibly some silent auctions where you can bid on things. Now, this whole annual conference is consisting of symposiums and workshops. I don't know if you are familiar with going to symposiums and workshops, but you definitely want to start harnessing up reading upon what's going on in the profession. Now, we know with the high technology dealing with our computers, this is going to be beefed up in this area of agriculture. I once worked in the field of agriculture as a student work-study job, and I learned a lot about agriculture, and I realized that we are farmers, like it or not. Now, here's your source for organic knowledge. I want to give you a couple of books again. I gave you these books yesterday. The Art of Balancing Soil Nutrients. That book, you can Google that book, and I'm not going to be able to give you the author's names right now because I'm rushing through this. I know this book is William McCulvin, but I'm not going to be able to give you the author's name. The Barn's Guide to Treating Dairy Cows Naturally. Ranching Full-Time on 3 Hours a Day. Talking Chicken. That's right. And you can call this number to inquire about the books, 1-800-355-3513, or you could visit the website at www.acresusa.com. You can check those books out. You need to have these books in your repertoire, ladies and gentlemen, and it's very important that you understand. Let me slow down a little bit. Every time I hear those countdowns, I start talking fast. I got to stop doing that, and I'm going to slow myself down. Now, I did tell you that I am going to be working on some media, some streaming media, so that I can put on the YouTube with me preparing some dishes. Hopefully these dishes are going to be geared towards raw vegetable meals and healthy meals. Some of them will include meat as well. As you know, I know my way around the kitchen very well. I love preparing food. I also want you to understand that my kitchen right now is not set up like you would find all of the chefs with all their organic things. I'm just getting back into it, but I want to stick with it. And as you know, I came on this platform talking about sustainability. I will continue to do that because in my field of home economics, in the consumer science, we've taken nutrition courses. We know the benefit of understanding nutrition. Now, mothers, you're out there. You've got to get in these kitchens, and you've got to understand that your medicine is your food. So when you keep the family healthy on all the right foods, you can keep them out of the doctor's office for preventative maintenance. Now, for you people that insist on dumping salt and seasoning in all of your food and putting yourself in a tizzy where you go into high blood pressure, find out if there's some natural seasons that do not raise up your blood pressure with all that sodium in it. So we are going to be talking about having a more healthier lifestyle this whole month. In addition to Black History Month, we're going to be incorporating all of that. But our main thrust is to understand how Moses opened up a way for us and created a path so that we could get on it. African Americans, your forefathers died behind those plows, and they left those plows and came up north. But we're going to have to create those farm areas right here in the Midwest, in the north. We're going to have to create our greenhouses and replicate our farms within our greenhouses so we can grow organic. And you must eat out of your greenhouse. Most greenhouses will service at least 4 families. So you have food left over to go and give to your community. But in the same time, I want you to start researching greenhouses and how you can have them assembled in your backyard and use that to start your garden. Now, some people have even grown these products in their windowsill in their house. You want to look into that as well. You can get into your seeds and understanding that all seeds are not created equal. I want to tell you that the topsoil has been ruined, and most of the vitamins and minerals have been leached out of the soil. That is why you find more people going into the grocery stores selecting organic over the traditional foods, which may be laden, heavily laden with fertilizers, because they're trying to pump up and grow up the vegetables real fast, so they inject them with hormones, just like they do our produce. But when you go to the organic section, they must pass a test, ladies and gentlemen. They must have a seal of approval, and they must have a certification to say that they're organic. They cannot produce products that have not gone through strenuous tests. So you buy those organic foods, but you say, oh, they cost more money. I know that, y'all. You're going to get more out of it. You're going to get your health back. I'm trying to be a health coach to you this month, okay? So know me as Health Coach Omi doing this segment of the show. I'm trying to advise you so you can get your health back. Some of you have been suffering from arthritis, and arthritis are both jumping on you. I want to get them off your back to show you that you don't have to be stiff every time you get up talking about, oh, my low back, oh, my back, my knees, and my joints. I want you to be able to spring up like a spring chicken. So when we play our music and talk about computer love, you can get down with it. Get down with it. Get down with it so you can be able to bounce back. So we're going to get you healthy this month. That's all to it. We're going to show you how to get up into your organic, and you're going to be loving it, and your children and your husband is going to love you for it, because you're going to put a smile back in on their face. Now, once again, this workshop. How many of you are planning on trying to check the workshop out and go to the workshop? Put both hands up. I see you out there in the audience. Put both hands up. Now, this is not that far away from the people that live here in the Midwest. It's right in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And that's far enough out so you can start planning now. I'm putting these pluggers in. I have out on my new website information about the youth program that they have created for one day. I think it's a couple of days that the youth can attend. And I want you to understand, I get behind organizations and push the ones that are going to benefit you. Here's a chance that you get certified in organic gardening. Here's a chance for you to start up your own business. And here's a chance for you to apply for scholarships and finance so that you could finance your ideas and discoveries. Remember how Mama used to make that apple butter and that jam? You could create your own jam and apple butter. Hey, girl, and put your own label on it and do your own thing. Omi's about ready to do her own thing. Now, you know I said I love being in the kitchen, so I'm going to be working with creating some creative things from something that I love so much, and that is my sweet, sweet chocolate. Oh, how I love the taste of dark chocolate, because I know what it does for the heart. It actually works on the immune system to make you healthy. Did you know that dark chocolate could be a health remedy? Did you know that you can take dark chocolate as a vehicle and add all sorts of superfood to it and deliver the superfood through the dark chocolate while you're getting your arteries cleaned out at the same time? Glory, hella groovy style. What are we talking about in this room? Sustainability, because Moses, what does he do? He came to open the Red Sea. He came to open up opportunities for us, and we're going to be ready to take them. Most of our problem, ladies and gentlemen, we're never on task, and we are not ready to take advantage of opportunities, and we go through life not realizing what belongs to us, but God has left us this great soil that we must fix by going out there, leaching out all the clay and preserving the grounds and getting it ready for our organic crops. He has given this to us. So when you say there are no jobs, when our forefathers had nothing but the ground and their plow and they worked through the sweat of their brows, they made the South rich through harvesting their cotton. We can make ourselves rich through harvesting our land and recreating organic in all of the households. I want every household to be talking about organic food and raw foods. You don't have to go to the oven to bake all the life out of your food. I want you to leave the life in your food. you can now go in the grocer and purchase a lettuce that's still attached to the roots. The roots are still there. It is alive. I want you to eat alive food, not dead foods from McDonald's and Burger King all the time. Now, there's a place and a time for it when you're on the run. You might have to go in and check the menu and pick the best, healthiest live food on there if you can find it. In the meantime, in your kitchen, when you go shopping with those food stamps, I'm going to take you through the grocery store to let you know that you don't have to buy all pre-fab food that's pre-prepared. You can go and get those raw beans. That's right, I said it. Garbanzo beans over in the produce area. All the things that look like it's breathing. It's got a breath on it. I want you to go after them. And buy as many as green products as you can. So when you get home, you can dice up a casserole. And you might not even have to put it in the oven. So we're going to be talking about all of those recipes and how to prepare them. And not only that, we're going to become proactive. Because there is a fight right now to take our airways away. And I want you to forget it while we get so indulged here. That there's a fight to shut us down, to stop you from operating on these airways. We're going to need these vehicles to deliver our stores, our virtual stores that we're going to set up online when we begin to sell our products. We're going to need the airways. It is the best vehicle for selling your products, and there's stores out there that will allow you to set up right now where you can bring your products right on there and have a display, a platform to sell your products on. Why am I trying to make you an entrepreneur? Can anyone guess? Because we need to have jobs for ourselves. We don't need to ask anybody else to help us get the right to work. We should create the right to work. We have that inalienable right that's been given to us. You could create yourself all over again and leave a legacy for your family. Now, before I talked to you about raw milk some time ago, and how important it was to understand that raw milk is not bad, that it's important to ingest the curdled milk, the sour milk that's been curdled and preserved, that it has some medicinal purposes for our intestines. We've got to get back into those things, ladies and gentlemen. Mothers, if you're feeding your baby formula and you could be breastfeeding, remember that first milk, that colostrum that you have in your breast that is going to waste with all the essential fats in it that you could be delivering to your child. We want to do things healthy and wise this month. We want to stay on top of it because we know that if we're going to be around for this new world order, and this next millennium, we got to stay healthy. We've got to stay out of the hospital, getting it all jacked up with this medication. Some of you are over-medicating yourself. I want you to stop it. Put down the medication if it's not necessary. Try to talk to the doctor about weaning you off the medication. Let your food be your medicine. I want you to know your food can be your medicine. And those of you who are lacking calcium and being leached of calcium, there is ways of creating natural milk through almond milk, and you don't have to have the colostrum. And I want you to